All right, guys, you already know what time it is. Halftime, as far as the Invincible Season 4 breakdown. Now, of course, you're probably thinking to yourself, why in the world will we listen to you for a halftime breakdown of Invincible Season 4? Well, I'm glad you asked. As you know, your boy Analytic Dreams, you know, only because of the supporters that support the podcast week in, week out, month in, month out. Y'all get the point, right? Basically, your boy was invited to the Invincibles VIP event. And the reason why I'm saying this is because you already know I keep it A more than 92, because of course, when it comes to the actual showcase, well, no, when it comes to the actual season, I'm gonna give my honest review, but I do want to showcase before, let me see if I can pull this up. You know, once I figure out how to become a W tech guy. Okay, here we go. Ain't even have to do any Mickey research for that. Okay, so anyways, so when you look at this right here, so Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio. So your boy is invited out to the New York Invincible VIP event where I got to play Cecil Steadman early. You know what I'm saying? Not too crazy. So shout out to all my subscribers. Well, hold them now. Salute to all my subscribers out there that definitely enjoy the additional content that I give along with covering the entire music and gaming industry. But that's not it, ladies and gentlemen. And then we have the Invincible Versus game that, that was the event, right? And then I also, for the game, got hands-on time as far as the closed alpha. So when you look at that specifically, if you're a huge gamer out there, just know I'm also in the Invincible video game landscape. So, you know, I'm just everywhere with it. You know what I'm saying? So when you think about, oh, why should we listen to you for Invincible Season 4 breakdown? Just know this is coming from a genuine and authentic place, even with them inviting me to close alphas and actual VIP events in New York, right? So the reason why I'm showing all this is not the flex, right? Because one, it's just, this is only possible because of y'all. I always recognize that. So the main reason why I'm showing this right here is because of my review of this episode.
Shepard, just look at the state of gaming. Like, what is going on?
Now, y'all can never say I don't keep it 8 more than 92 after my review of this episode. But before we do that, this is the halftime break. So technically, in totality, they're shooting a pretty good percentage, if I do say so myself. I will say, when it comes to the actual show, I have IMDb pulled up. When it comes to the actual show, I believe that Invincible episode 1-3 was straight up cinema. So when it comes to episode 4,
See, that's the problem.
But let's focus on the overall season. So as far as the halftime break, because if you don't know, it's 8 episodes in total, right? And of course, we're going to get into the character specifically in a second, but I do want to talk about the actual episodes first. So looking at episode 1, of course, is Making the World a Better Place. That came out March 18th. Well, all 1-3 came out March 18th. And then, of course, episode 2 is I'll Give You the Grand Tour. Episode 3 is I Gotta Get Some Air. Basically, as far as episode 1, it was a very smooth transition from season 3 to 4 as far as showcasing where Mark is as a person dealing with the fact that he now wants to or feels like he has to kill people as far as handling his villains. Episode 2, that is where cinema came. I think similar to my favorite franchise of all time. I don't know if y'all able to pick up on what my favorite franchise of all time is. You know what I'm saying?
Shepard.
All right, my fault. But anyways, I like shows that have supporting characters that's also, if not as good, even better than a main character, because I think that's what makes a fantastic and immaculate show. So I think Invincible showed that once again with the Omni-Man and Alan throwback as far as learning about the Viltrumites, one of the greatest episodes in an Invincible animation history. So that's just one of the best episodes in the whole series, because it really gives you background knowledge on why Omni-Man was beating the living daylights out of Mark.
You guys, see, that's the problem.
Not saying it makes it right. Just give me a little background knowledge on why Omni-Man was giving Invincible hands, feet, and elbows, and wasn't nothing Mark Grayson could do about it. It was just nothing he could do about it. So anyways, episode 3, I Gotta Get Some Air. That wasn't even bad. I like how Mark is going through his superhero land, his superhero, you know, tropes of, oh, should I kill this person? Should I not? helping out the whole team as far as Guardians of the Globe. I don't even know what they guarding. Like, I don't even know if they could be like the counters of a city. Like, they all their names, Guardians of the Globe. Like, they can't protect the city. They can't protect a block. I really don't know what they're doing out there. So anyways, they actually get a W because Mark joins them and he helps them with the squiz, and he helps them with the alien that's always, the alien race is always trying to take over Earth. So I know I'm kind of like glossing over these episodes, but there's a reason for that. So now, when you look at episode 4, you have Herm, which,
I know that ain't who I think it is.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at
that. It may be the worst episode in the entire series. Oh, no, you're not supposed to clap that up.
You guys. See, that's the problem.
I'm not gonna lie to you. How many episodes, I don't even know how many episodes Invincible has had. I mean, we've been doing this for like, what, 5 years at this point? But when you look at, because when did season 1 happen? Season 1, episode 1 happened March 26, 2021. I kid you not, episode 4 of season 4 is by far the worst episode in Invincible animation history. Now, of course, that's just me keeping it ain't more than 92. I'm not degrading the whole show. That was just one episode. Well, one episode. Because I don't like to be this person. But I'm very good at not giving spoilers. But let's just say I read the books and, ladies and gentlemen, if people hate on the next episode,
I just don't like it, man.
I said if people hate on the next episode,
I just don't like it, man.
Because honestly, it may be one of the greatest episodes of all time in Invincible history. And you're probably thinking to yourself, well, what are you talking about? Well, guess what? You got to find out for yourself, buddy. I'm not even hinting on what I'm talking about. So anyways, when it comes to the next episode, I think this is going to be by far the best episode. I think if they do what I think they're about to do, it comes to a point where, will that be spoiling? I'm very good at not giving spoilers, so I'm not going to give spoilers, and you know, you don't have to worry about that. But basically, episode 5 is going to be just like episode 2 as far as it being one of the standouts of the season. Let me just say that. And it's not going to stop there. Like, if you read the books, that's what really got me captivated after watching season 1. I'm like, they did all that with what? It's like watching Justice League, right? And they have immaculate storytelling, character building, and a great finale. And you come to figure out, they haven't even had Superman show up yet.
Shepard.
Now, technically, that's not a spoiler. They showed him in the season, you know, the trailers, things of that nature. So, you know, they even had Superman show up. Yeah, that's the analogy I'm giving. So, this man right here, Analytic Dreams video on Spotify. This man right here. All right, let's keep going. So, when it comes to the episode, let's just get straight to it. So episode 4 was the lowest ranked episode in Invincible history. And of course, your boy does his due diligence. So I looked up other episodes as well that was on the same level of mediocrity, because they're not trash by any stretch of the imagination. Invincible, I don't think, is capable of putting out trash. I think when I say it's the worst in the Invincible series as a whole, I'm not saying it was that bad. I'm saying it was bad compared to the Invincible standard. It's almost as like when a Mass Effect fan says, oh, Andromeda's not on Mass Effect level. Does not mean it was a bad game. Now, of course, the graphics, you know, things of that nature. I don't want to get into video game nerd talk. But basically, a lot of things other than the story was immaculate for Andromeda, right? And that's the same thing for Invincible. I like the premise they're telling. It's just you come to realize the story that they're telling, the overarching story. So it's a very abrupt halt to go to hell, talking about how heaven isn't real. I mean, who do they think was going to jive with that?
You guys.
You know what I'm saying?
See, that's the problem.
You thought somebody was going to think that a person saying heaven's not real in a completely filler episode. Literally, it's like a satanic filler. I put that in my, I tweeted that out. And shout out to the people following on Twitter. I'm getting more traction on that. That's pretty nice. But anyways, as far as me putting out satanic filler, a lot of people was agreeing with me because, you know, not only is it filler, but all of these ideologies you're throwing to the side as far as the religion talk, it just wasn't vibing with the whole episode.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real, tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
It's like you just completely threw the episode to the wayside because you know how fire the future episodes are going to be. And guess what? It's still going to be cinema. I wouldn't be surprised if this is the first time you ever get the worst ranked episode for a show, followed up by the best ranked episode. That's how good I think episode 5 is going to be for season 4. So anyways, and like I said, obviously I haven't spoiled anything. So when you look at Herm, it's the lowest rated episode of the series, right? And when I say I'm not spoiling the rest of the season 4. We're talking about episode 1 through 4, obviously. Episode 4 got a 6.9. Now, of course, doing my due diligence, I went and found some other episodes that was on that level, which it really wasn't any. I mean, season 2, episode 2 had a specific, what is that? So season 2, episode 2, I actually pulled it up. I think he said, yeah, about to lose my virginity to a fish. I think this is the one. Oh my goodness, what type of title is that? So, IMDb has so much going on, so much to read. Okay, here we go. I think this is the right one. So anyways, back to what I was saying. So season 2, episode 2, in about 6 hours, I lose my virginity to a fish that came out in 2023. Essentially speaking, it wasn't even that bad. Like, if you look at this episode in totality compared to the worst episode ever, it's really not that bad. It's filler, but it's serviceable filler because, of course, we enjoyed Rex. I enjoy Robot. He's one of my top three favorite characters on the show. If you wanted to list, hold on now.
Shepard.
No, I'm just letting them know. I think they want a list. So top three, I would probably say Cecil, Robot, and probably Alan the Alien. That'd probably be my top three. I don't think it's changed throughout the whole show. So anyways, and for the people who read the books, you know why the top two is, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say it. But anyways, you know, it's, yeah. So yeah, Cecil, Robot, my favorites, you know what I'm saying? Anyways, with that being said, let's look at the rest of it. So episode 2 of season 2, that was the second worst, 7.2 rating, which, you know, these ratings aren't the end-all, be-all. I'm just getting into the objective numbers just in case you care. So the third worst, quote-unquote, episode in Invincible history was You Look Kinda Dead. And that's when you start to realize episode 4 of season 4 is definitely the worst episode by far, because this wasn't even bad. I mean, you had Omni-Man in this episode. You had William progression. You had Cecil. I mean, you had a lot of stuff that, you know, well, Amber. Yeah, a lot of people didn't like Amber, which I think I have my, you know, suspicions about that.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at
now. I'm not going to lie. She kind of bugged out when he revealed he was a superhero. But I think Amber got some unjust hate, especially seeing how little screen time she did end up getting in the totality of things. Anyways, so those are the top or the worst three rated episodes for season 4. The reason why I focus on that is because I wanted to get that out the way and basically let the writers of the show know that you're not going to hit every shot. You know what I'm saying? Robert Kirkman, I've watched a whole interview with him talking about Walking Dead. I didn't even know he created Walking Dead. I was like, that's crazy. And he created Invincible, and he's working on his new comic. That man's talented. But anyways, he was talking about how he left it out of the comics but wanted to put that into the show. I'm looking at that. I'm saying to myself, I think it's the reason why I didn't make the show, didn't make the comics.
You guys... See, that's the problem.
That's all I got to say. I never disrespect the great Robert Kirkman. I just want to let him know that as far as the show, people know, you know what people here for. this abrupt turn to go to hell talking about heaven ain't real. I think that's the main reason why people didn't like it. So anyways, with that out the way, very easily, you know, reversible, because the next episode and the episodes following is going to get to the storyline we actually want. So speaking of the storyline we actually want, one of the episodes... talking about the storyline that we actually want is the highest rated. So when you look at season 4 episode, let me see if I can find this. So when you look at season 4 episode, let me see. Okay. Let me see. Season 4 episode, what was that, 2? I think it was 2. Yeah, episode 2. Basically, I thought you never shut up. Oh, no, that's not the right one. I thought you never shut up. What is that one? Let me see. Which ones? I thought you never shut up. Let's see. Let me do some Mickey research right quick. Ah, okay. So it was season 3, episode 8. So I think that's the right thing. IMDb really needs to do better with their site. Their site is actually pretty terrible. So, because I'm actually trying to go to the source, and, you know, when covering the entire gaming and music industry, usually the sources are pretty more straightforward. On here is really not. I thought you'd never shut up. Let me see. Vince. Simple. I should have just went to the internet, honestly. Yeah, I think it's this one. So if I get it wrong, then don't quote me. But I think it's season 3, episode 8, as far as I thought you never shut up. So anyways, back to what I was saying. So that was the highest rating, the rated episode as far as the entire Invincible series. Of course, then you have What Have I Done, having 9.7, Where I Really Came From, and 9.7, We Need to Talk. I'll Give You the Grand Tour. And I'll Give You the Grand Tour is this one right here. So that's the one I was talking about. So this is the episode from season 4. Basically giving the background on, you know, hey, Alan was getting freaky, wasn't he?
Shepherd.
All right, my fault. I can't even talk. I'm a Mass Effect fan. So anyways, yeah, Alan was having a blast. Let's just say that. Anyways, so then we have, you know, Omni-Man having his, you know, confronting, I think his name is Thaddeus, the old man. And, you know, I like how they give him more intricacy to Nolan's point of view on, like, taking out the Viltrumites, because in the comics he was basically down with them at this point. And then they talk about the ring of dead Viltrumites. I thought that was pretty solid. Everything about this episode is just top tier, one of the best episodes in the series. So that's why I brought this up, because it made it in the top 5 list. So when you realize that all the best rated episodes is basically going back to the overarching storyline of the Viltrumites, or when a Viltrumite on Viltrumite fight happens, it's almost as if, and that's why I'm gonna leave it at. So the rest of the episodes, I just expect cinema. Getting into the characters specifically, because I don't want this to be too long, but I told you I'm a huge Invincible fan, so I did want to get to some of the objective facts, because of course, episode 5 is coming out April 1st, 2026. No, that's not an April Fool's joke. It's actually coming out April 1st, because it comes out every Wednesday. So when you look at Invincible as far as the casting, Invincible, I'm just going to completely, you know, double down on my take on Invincible. Like, I've always said this, that man is just strong and stupid. I ain't going to cap to you.
Shepherd.
No, I mean, I'm just keeping 8 more than 92. Like, he's one of the more low IQ main protagonists I've ever seen in superhero history. I can't let, you know, as a Spider-Man fan growing up, I'm not used to my main protagonist just being that stupid. So, you know, because Spider-Man, you know, he's smart, he's a scientist, he's making his old webbing. I don't know what Mark has done that's been quote unquote smart. Like, this man's doing the opposite of that, you know. He's taking a break mid the world being destroyed by his clones. He's taking a break to help out his superhero girlfriend, superhero girlfriend, broken leg. I'm like, hold up, brother, are you not a superhero if you don't get out there? If
I know that ain't who I think it is.
That's why Cecil, one of my favorite characters in the show, because he basically looked at Mark disgusted. He said to himself,
I just don't like it, man.
Like, that's what we got.
I just don't like that shit, man.
I should let Omni-Man kill you, bro. Ain't no way you letting the world get destroyed by your clones, mind you, off of your main villain. And you over here tending to your superhero girlfriend, broken leg?
I just don't like it, man. I just don't like that shit, man.
I don't like it at all. Anyways, so yeah, I'm doubling down. Invincible is just straight strong and stupid. When it comes to Omni-Man, definitely the MVP on the show. I ain't gonna cap. Omni-Man's arc is similar to Darth Vader going to Anakin, like the reverse. You know what I'm saying? So basically, Omni-Man is gonna have one of the greatest arcs in Invincible history, in my opinion. I mean, Robot, Cecil, Alan the Alien, my top 3 as far as Invincible. But actually, you got to switch that. Cecil's number 1, Robot's number 2. And then Alan the Alien's number 3. I like all of their arcs. As a connoisseur of the material, the source material, I think they're following it fantastically. I think the way they're going about it is basically giving you just enough in every single season. They're not doing too little. they're not going too long. The only time I felt like they didn't go as long as they could have is the Invincible War. I know the comics was like a page or two, but come on, man, it's a TV show. Like, you could have made a whole two episodes about the Invincible War. Anyways, they decide not to. So now we're here with the big war, and I can't give my overall review on Thrag because he hasn't done anything yet, right? So as far as the first four episodes, I would say Omni-Man's the standout. Who else? That's pretty much it. Alan the Aliens, he's always solid, though. In every single show, it's, like I keep saying, Invincible is great because of the supporting characters. If it wasn't for Alan, Omni-Man, Thrag, Cecil, Robot being in the show, I don't think it would be as good. I think the supporting characters is makes the show what it is. And that brings me to my next point. I'm not going to cap to y'all. Everybody that wants Eve to have something to do in this Invincible, you know what I'm saying? They want Eve to have some type of important, you know, stature in the game. Hey, you don't even know what's coming.
You guys.
You don't even know what's coming.
See, that's the problem.
So people say Robert Kirkman don't know how to write women. And mind you, Debbie has been way more evolved than she was in the comics. And people still upset with that.
You guys.
So, yeah, don't expect anything else. If you don't like Debbie in this show, you're not going to like any of the women being written, especially some of the future women and their egregious acts. But anyways, so that being said, I think the standouts as far as the episode is definitely Alan the Alien and Omni-Man. When it comes to the rest of the season, I'm going out on a limb and saying that the reason why we haven't seen more of Tech Jacket is because of budget restraints. Because him already not being in certain scenes in the episodes we saw, he was in those in the books. Because I can say that because the episode came out. Episode 4 at the end, you saw Alan and you saw Omni-Man. In the books, Tech Jacket was there. Not only was Tech Jacket there, but he was forming kind of a bond just like Omni-Man was in episode 2. Tech Jacket and Alan also was having that type of banter and bonding along with Omni-Man. So him not being in episode 2 at all, him not being at the end of episode 5, obviously he's going to be in the show because, you know, they showed him in the end credits. I think it's strictly contractual why Tech Jacket is not more in this show. Either they want to give somebody a long-term prison type contract where they have to do Tech Jacket for the rest of the show, or they think it's too expensive to have somebody who could carry their own show be a side character. It's one of the two, because there's just no reason, no rhyme or reason why Tech Jacket isn't used more often. It's almost like I put Tech Jacket not on the same level as Battle Beast, but as far as his overarching story for himself, it's similar to that lane. That's why I'm highlighting Tech Jacket being just completely absent, because it just really doesn't make any sense. He upgrades every aspect of the story. So I'm interested to see where they go specifically in the next episode. I'm interested to see where they go without using Tech Jacket, because they already have him completely excluded from scenes that he was in the comics. So I wonder what the behind the scenes is of that. You know, in the Robert Kirkman interview, that's what I would ask him. I would, you know, because me, somebody who actually pays attention, I would ask like very direct questions. Why is Tech Jacket not in scenes that he was in the comic books? That's it. You know what I mean? Nothing malicious. If you would have said, oh, our budget, I'd be like, oh, okay. But that's honestly what I'm thinking of. What other questions do I have? Be like, why would you put episode 4 in there? Nah, I don't want to say that. You know, you got to have some creative freedom. You know what I mean? He can't make cinema every single time. But the rest of the episodes is going to be straight cinema. Let me see. So that's basically it. I don't want to go too long. We've been doing 22 minutes. Can y'all tell I like Invincible? Come on now. So anyways, let me see. Eve, there's nothing to get into with Eve. I kid you not. Eve is, if y'all don't like how involved Eve was, it doesn't get better. It doesn't get better, man. I ain't gonna cap to you. Mark Grayson, strong and stupid. Let me see. Omni-Man, MVP. Where we got? Damien. Who is Clancy Brown? I wonder if that's why they had him in there. Oh, Bruce Campbell was the voice of Satan? Huh. No wonder they put that episode in there. He probably was. I ain't gonna cap. That's probably the whole reason episode 4 was in season 4. Bruce Campbell being the voice of Satan? Robert Kirkman was like, we need this in there. We got a superstar voice actor. It had to be that reason. I don't see any other reason. Anyways, we have the new voice of William. I don't really care about that, but you know, I guess some people do. Hey, I thought he did fine. Let me see. Who else? Who else could we shout out? That's basically it. I mean, Debbie, she's better than she was in the comics. So, y'all probably thinking to yourself, hold on, now I thought you was an Invincible fan. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. So, I just want to give more critiques because I don't want people to think I'm just straight up just being a shield for this overall Invincible brand. I'm a huge fan. Give them my actual critiques and certain things that could change the trajectory of how people are looking at it. But at the end of the day, I don't want to just sit here and tell you how great episode 5, 6, 7, and 8 is going to be because I basically told you that it's going to be rated the top out of the whole series. Like, wait till episode 5 comes. You're going to realize why they threw that Satan filler in there because, somebody about to go through it. I'm not going to tell you who's going to go through it because, you know, I don't do spoilers, but somebody about to go through it. So with that being said, let me see. My favorite thing about season 4 so far is definitely Omni-Man. So, Omni-Man and Alan. I like the dynamic. I like the old man dynamic as far as the voice of Optimus Prime being the voice of Thetis. I think that's cool. Just get ready, man. The halftime break of Invincible, because technically we're on episode 4, so the rest of it, you know, is after the halftime break. Expect straight cinema. So that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What did you want me to get into as far as the Invincible Season 4 halftime break that I didn't get into? Make sure to comment down below because I totally forget. I got to start saying that. So if you comment down below, I will respond. I've started to respond more to people who comment on the Spotify thing. I totally forgot Spotify has comment section. So if you notice, I've been commenting or responding to a lot of comments. So if I didn't address something, just comment it down below and I'm obviously gonna address it because I enjoy talking about Invincible, as you can tell, going on 30 minutes. So anyways, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Invincible Season 4? And of course, we already know Invincible Episode 4 is bad. But as far as the Season 4 in totality, what was your favorite part about it?